popped up my hip.
Oh, man. See, I was 9 years old when this song came out. Chubby Checker, are you on the line with us?
I'm on the line. You're too young to be sexy, I guess.
Listen, man, I'm the old man at this radio station, but I was nine when that song came out. And that song and the music of that era, the early 60s, that was out in 1960, that's what got me excited about radio.
And oh, wonderful.
You have given me a wonderful life because of your music.
Thank you.
Great pleasure to be talking with the great Chubby Checker.
And you're going to be in town this Friday. You're going to be at the Arlington Music Hall. You're 75 years old. Are you still twisting?
Well, I'm not coming there to sit down and walk. We're going to be making a lot of noise there. We're coming to town. We're going to burn it down and go home.
You know, I was telling Amy a few minutes ago before you got on the line that not only do I remember the song very well, I bought the 45. I had that original 45 on, what was it, Parkway Records?
I think that song, Let's Twist Again, was the first Grammy that was ever given.
Is that right?
Amazing. You know, first Grammy. In fact, the twist itself, the song, it was the number one song of the 60s decade. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, quite amazing. That period, what we did was we established the style on the dance floor that's still going on today. For the girl is watching the guy, and the guy is watching the girl, and they're fully dressed, exploiting their sexuality. And the twist gave us that. Every dance that ever came out after that, that's the style. And what they did, they slowed down the beat, and called the twist, the pony, the fly, the shake, and the hucklebuck. They called it the boogie. So welcome to the boogeyman. Thank you.
and the mashed potatoes.
All of us, the style is the same. I mean, you're looking at the girl, the girl's looking at you. That's what we brought to the dance floor on American Bandstand in 2 minutes and 42 seconds with the twist. Well, you're dancing to Taylor Swift, you're still doing the Chubby Checker.
What do you think of the music the kids are listening to today?
They all do my dances to it. Who cares?
Well, you know, we're talking to the great Chubby Checker. You are, of course, best known for the twist and Let's Twist Again and all the other. You had a lot of number twisting songs, Twisting USA and so forth. But you did a lot of great songs that did very well. I can remember, you mentioned the Hucklebuck. I remember that. I remember Limbo Rock. That was a big one that I really enjoyed. And you've had a long career. Long, did I say? We're talking 50 years, 50 plus years?
Yeah, something like that. In fact, this song that I did called The Pony became a musical movement. What does a pony do? He hips and he hops. And that's the dance that the hip hop generation has brought to the forefront. In fact, disco and that style of dance is called hip hop. Is what a pony does, because when we did the pony, it was boogity 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 shoot.
Yeah. And that was the those dances that you're talking about. That was the first time that people danced without actually touching each other.
That's right, and they're still doing that. And the fly became an expression, you know, in today's music. They said, "Oh, that's fly," but when you wave your hands in the air, when you throw your hands in the air and wave like you just don't care, you're still doing the Chubby Checker.
Let's talk about the Twist Challenge that you have coming up on September 21st, because you're wanting people to, it's sort of like the ice bucket challenge. You're wanting people to do the twist on video and post it, and you're trying to raise money for Mascots for a Cure?
Go to mascotsforacure.org/donate, and it's for childhood cancer. The 36 children every day get cancer. And just think about that. 365 days a year, 36 children a day get cancer. And these children are young. They're like 1 year old or 4 or 5 years old. And I've lent myself in my career to help to combat this disease that's affecting children every day. And we want everyone to go out and all the mascots, when you go to the football games and they do the twist, everybody does a twist for about 30 seconds and they donate money to mascotsforacure.org/donate. And it will help the children. So if you guys are listening to this, please be generous and help, because it could be your kid as well.
It's a wonderful cause. Wonderful. So what is your show consist of these days? You know, how long you have other people that are going to be there and so forth?
No, it's just me. The whole evening, it'll be a long evening, but it'll be very interesting. And we do a lot of stuff there, and we're in Texas, and we're not going to let the countryside of our personality escape. Thank you. We're going to be doing that. But we're going to have, you know, I made an album called The Texas Twist, and it's the only country album that I ever made. It's about 10 or 20 years old, but I wanted people to know that when I was a kid, the first music I ever heard was country music, and because I saw Ernest Tubbs singing on the stage, lit up my life the way I did with you when you were 9 years old.
Yeah.
I'm in show business because of Ernest Tubbs. So I have this great love for country music. And when I come to Texas, I'm going to lay some of that on you as well.
Well, as a matter of fact, The Twist was originally recorded, wasn't it, by Hank Ballard?
And then Hank Ballard recorded.
Yeah.
Hank Ballard recorded The Twist, but it wasn't a big hit for him, you know, and it didn't do very well for him. But there was a window of opportunity there because he recorded the song, and the kids in the inner city made up this dance to it, and they stopped playing his music. And when they stopped playing his music, there was an opportunity there for me to take this dance that I have seen and go out and campaign this thing when I was in the 11th and 12th grade. And we were just so excited about it all that people started doing this dance. And we finally got it on American Bandstand because a man in Pittsburgh named Porky Chadwick is a disc jockey. The Twist was the B-side of the record, and he turned it over. And the next day, the phones lit up. And as a result of that, The Twist became something very special in the music industry. And as a result of all that, dancing as we know it today, that style of dance, like I said, somebody's dancing shake, 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 but it's still Chubby Checker, and that style of dance is still here.
Mm. Well, what a wonderful pleasure it is to chat with you this morning.
I tell you what, I'm going to volunteer. We haven't even discussed this, but Amy and I will do a little twisting on video, and we'll put it on our Facebook page and then promote the Twist Challenge.
Very good. And I can have a look at Amy doing that with you.
Yes.
I've already tried doing it this morning, and it wasn't pretty, let me tell you.
Okay. Chubby Checker coming to the Arlington Music Hall, and you can get tickets at arlingtonmusichall.net. Right?
That's it.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Real pleasure, sir. Nice talking with you.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
Great Chubby Checker. Come on, let's twist.